down. You better not hang around.
That's
about it, Jim.
What are you doing? I'm making marijuana helpers.
Marijuana?
But the best will just come
as we listen.
The break is so loud that it hushed the crowd. When they all grew quiet and still. The break is so loud that it hushed the crowd. Up a sweat. It was a royal little sum,
but the best was yet to come as we listen.
If you ain't down, you better not hang around. Laugh about it,
Give them niggas what y'all really want. You can't front. That's like being a weed head sitting out on the front.
But the best was just to come.
At the end of the
box, the break was so loud that it touched the ground.
Talk about deep throats in these bunnies. I got 20.
And we didn't even work up a sweat. It was a royal little sum,
but your best was yet to come. As
well,
listen.
I'm warning all you geeks.
This is Steve Overnet, and you're listening to WCLL.
I don't beg for mercy, and I don't give
up. Community-powered radio.
Looking for trouble, I'll loan you some. So just step right up if you're itching for a fight. Next thing you know, pow, out go the lights.
Has crashed into the World Trade Center.
We got Warner on the phone who's watching it right now.
Warner, you can see this fire. You can see the smoke. I mean, it's a monster hole. You know, the World Trade Center, the Twin Towers, the one on the right. And it is horrible.
This just in, you were looking at obviously very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed.
Hey yo, living in these times of life is getting hectic. You got to find the method to survive the entrance. I wonder every day if this was how it was meant to be. Looking at society, police always on me. Plus my girlfriend keeps trying me. She thinks she could buy me to cover up the line, see. Pretty soon she's gonna be crying, see.
When I have to tell about these kids on the way from these other bras. Just about to get hard. Everybody makes mistakes. Just that song makes more than others.
The film with Kennedy, Democracy Now's Amy Goodman, and super sleuth investigative reporter Greg Hollis on BBC, putting his camera in the face of the bad guy. So get it, the film, the guide, and the comic still about your
book.org. Yeah, well, I'm warning all you geeks, and I ain't funning. I don't beg for mercy, and I don't give none. Look at that. So just step right up if you're itching for a fight. Next thing you know, pow, out go the lights.
Let he who is without sin cast the first stone after you, whose last is doomed. He's the worst known. That'll have your boom blown or either thirst bone. Rockets won't burst, clone, just don't curse the groan. On his own microphone, bring it everywhere he go, so he can bring it to you live in stereo. Panic, can't understand it, ban it. The underhanded ran it, planned it, and left him stranded. The best, any who profess will be remanded. Yes, sir, request permission to be candid. Granted, I don't think we can handle a style so rancid. He flipped it like matter, did the old jazz standard. Don't mind me, I wrote this rhyme lightly over two or three heinies. And boy, was they fine, G. One black, one Spanish, one Chinese. It keeps the woody shiny around like a pine tree. Don't sign me, about to get a mill without him. Crowd him off the shelf, he's the villain. And what about him? So, man, he's a jerk and you don't know him. Mad how he expand work but won't show him. Poor guys, what a sight for old sore four eyes. Now hook me with two apple pies and a small fries. All rise, so far odd as a ruple. So raw, break it down and make quadruple. It's crucial, you can see it in his pupil. And this time when he get it, he'll waste it on something useful. Like getting juiced off a juice, juice of cokey. Keep it low key, known to pull a okie dokie. Silly goose, doom is too dokey. Damn, he couldn't use a room or a hokey. E-gads, he got it on styles to start prefabs. True that, she bad, I wonder do she come with knee pads. What a call, what a real butterball. Either I get a strike or strike out, butterball. Rocket like gear for the four, with nice inside pockets, prepared for the brawl. Yeah, y'all, you can say it's an earful. Beware, do not touch Mike, be careful. And just like he said, I could have told you. MF, the holder of a boulder, money folder. Hey, money, nigga. Money folder.
Today. The darkness of the past is yesterday, and the light of the past is yesterday. The days of yesterday are all numbered and sung. And the word once, because once upon a time there was a yesterday. Yesterday belongs to the dead, because the dead belongs to the past. The past is yesterday. Today is a preview of tomorrow, but for me, only from a better and happier point of view. My point of view was the thought of a better untried reality. Yesterday is eternity. The eternity of yesterday is dead. Yesterday is as one. The eternity of one is the eternity of the past. The past is once upon a time. Once upon a time is past. The past is yesterday.
The music is different here. The vibrations are different. Not like Planet Ray. Planet Ray's sound of gun.
The light of the past is the light which was. The wisdom of the past is the light of the past. The light of the future was the light which is to be. The wisdom of the future was the light of the future, see. Yesterday belongs to the dead. Tomorrow belongs to the living. The past is certified as a finished product. Anything which is ended is finished. That which is perfect is finished. The perfect man is no exception to the rule. The perfect man of the past is made according to the rule of the past. The rule of the past is a law of injustice and hypocrisy. The revelation of the meaning of the law is revealed to the law itself. The wisdom of the past is the light of the past, the light which is to be, the wisdom of the future, the light of the future casts the shadows of tomorrow.
The music is different here.
Sun Ra. Ra.
La Quad.
The first thing to do is to consider time as officially in.
After clubs and my shows, even though I sit back and listen to them with an open mind, I find that not one of them I can even press with one.
Kyle, you really work too hard. Every time I see you, you're digging and digging, and last season you didn't do too well.
Even
you know.
Niggas in limos passing out their demo, claiming that they shit's like mine. Check this shit out, you know I know you're MO. So we do the 6 demo tests and roll it out. By the time we pass the third song, we throw it out. Get that shit out of here.
Maybe if you let it grow naturally, you'll accomplish much more.
My God, you make me young, will you make me grow?
Time and time again, I hear the same story.
Let me tell you how it's done, child.
But when I pop it in, me and Dylan
make just waves in the desert, and I'm asking you today.
If you
we are asking you as the body of Christ, hey.
That's
the name of Jesus, hey. So that the every form of in the name of every form in Jesus.
See you only reap just what you sow. But all your work is in vain. Or is life a losing game? You only reap just what you sow. You only reap just what you we'll be right back.
y'all, and step up in this flip flop. It's like you're swimming with infinity symmetry. Put cash for the day, it's one of your enemies.
Other girls getting jealous, now you clocking some enemies.
Fuck that. Other niggas hating, cause we up in the VIP. But I guess I'll sip on some Hennessy. They will look dead.
Only cause these honeys over here are sex free. So I guess I'll be back there too.
General Obama, I am not President Bush.
True, but you did vote with Bush 90% of the time. Tax breaks for big corporations and the wealthy, but almost nothing for the middle class. Same as Bush. Keep spending $10 billion a month in Iraq while our own economy struggles? Same as Bush. You may not be George Bush, but...
I voted with the president over 90% of the time, higher than a lot of my even Republican colleagues.
That's the sign of Africa, Bambaataa, and the soul sonic. Yeah, MC, Shy D, Public Enemy.
Even Space World Zone. You're gonna be delighted in every bite. Delicious, spring-filled space hosts taste out of this world. With luscious, creamy inside, soft cake outside. You're gonna be delighted in every bite. Yes, smart spacemen always have plenty of good hosts wherever they go.
How they gave his own show to Tad Ghostal. Any given second he could go mad postal. Stay waving that power band space cannon. And had the nerve to jump in the face, erase Bannon. And punked out, luckily he deaded it. And guess who's the schmuck who's credited with editing it? Your man Motar to cop out. Ain't have no other career choice, he dropped out. Since when the way out's included Zorak. Way back he used to rub his thorax and borax. I'm not the one that sold him to it. If he won't admit it, I'm not gonna hold him to it. It's all love and no hate though. All that, the villain need to get his own late show. Do a monologue and jest with the guests. Mad Libs switch the beat and welcome to the desk. With Danger holding down the control room. Later get returning from commercial, I told you dude. Early, he's on BPT. Catch him on public access, free TV. And we're back live on the air with Brack. So Brack, how your man got a show that's so whack? But have you ever thought to work with Earl or Ignatnum? Do you got enough oxygen from this toxic phlegm? Another sec, his neck would have got flames. Mouse switched the screen to some hot dames. Tonight's audience received mid-screen video games. 15 seconds of fame, pitiful lames. It's just a shame, I'm zoning. Competing for the same primetime slot as Conan. No dummy at Chigawa. Announcement, free lunch to any stunt who lets me plow in the shower for an hour. The kid's supposed to be asleep. Balls to join the sound like Roadrunner. Beep, beep. Later this week, Big Ben Klingon. After him, there's no one else we could afford to bring on. Keep it ghetto and let them know BYOB from the get-go. I like to propose a toast to the grossest host, space holes coast to coast. That destructor razor played out gag in a cape and a pantsuit, looking like a straight out dag. Don't mean to sound crunchy. Hit a honey from the back and crumpled up a scrunchie. A light snack, hungry munchie. Felt a funny hunch, then she told him, donkey punch me. Tomorrow is Father Guido Sarducci, Father MC, and Charo, Coochie Coochie with her new bestseller, Who You Call a Hoochie, a proud sponsor of the Smoochie Boochie Moochies. Look Leela eyeball to eyeballs and find out how they get inside them sugar pie balls. Our next guest, a real cutie specimen, and she's starting to get a little booty, Miss Judy Jetson. So Judy, boxers, briefs, or fig leaf. As you know, I wear my boxes, so my big... Oh, cue the rapper, tell him bring what little he got. Up against the Billy, it's really not diddly squat. Until the head hurts when it come to wreck. Cruises like them dudes in red shirts off Star Trek. He Kirk, he Spock, he McCoy. Been B-boy since the jerks first squeezed toys. Born to be the host with the most. When it's on, space holes coast to coast.
setup of the planet, one thing. Somebody set something up a long time ago that's working really to hold everybody back, not only me. But what I'm dealing with is actually change things around the other way where it'd be beneficial for everybody instead of so destructive for everybody. Because it all ends up that way. It's set up for destruction. Sooner or later.
Yo, we flying through your neighborhood at hyperspeed. Astro traveling off that hydro weed. I always keep my wings on deck smoking law.
Yo, anyway, every day, yo, I spark the law.
Never hitting no coke, that's no joke. Yo, I don't hold needles in my veins. Throwing some rope. Strictly haze for days, talking to higher. But many people damn wonder why I'm so wild.
Friends lined the road leading to the rally to show their support for Barack Obama.
Hey, woman's rights!
Their body, their choice!
Baby killer! Call it what you want, baby!
Taylor is from St. Clairsville and is shocked by the names he's been called by his own neighbors.
I've been called the N-word, I've become a Muslim, I've been called a un-American. I'm worried with these people, the tension's getting thicker and thicker. With people like that, it's starting to scare me.
Be specific. I'm afraid some of these people might try to hurt my Obama.
The divisive nature of this campaign has brought out into the open what's usually discussed behind closed doors in America. It's a reminder that hate and fear are still powerful forces in American society. Casey Kaufman, Al Jazeera, in Houston, Ohio.
Thank you.
the point person for the McCain attacks and her speeches. Do you think she said she's taking off the gloves, putting on the heels? Is it fair game or gone too far?
I think it goes way too far. Look, this really is a case where when you don't have anything to talk about, attack, and it gets really over the edge. I mean, some of the stuff she's saying about Barack Obama and the stuff that people are yelling from the crowd, that if she hears it, she should be at least saying, whoa, 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 that's overboard. I mean, you know, this is volatile stuff, and I thought we were kind of beyond this place that it seems to be going.
Across this country, this is the agenda I have set before my fellow prisoners. Prisoners.
By me. Working on it. Working on it. Working on it.
Work it out. Work it out. Work it out.
Governor Palin has become the point person for the McCain attacks and her.
Play me. Buy me. Working on it. Working on it. Working on it.
Work it out. Work it out. Work it out.
Because as I suggested, I'm trying to say this as kindly as possible, he didn't look like a well man wandering around on that floor. And in the end, the denouement to this, stepping in front of the camera as Tom Brokaw is trying to say goodbye, was just strange.
Well, I'm not sure I would go that far, but I'll say a couple things. First of all, it was Obama who did said, you know, Senator McCain, you're saying that I'm wet behind the ears, I'm green behind the ears, or whatever it was, you know, I'm inexperienced, you know, I don't know how to handle myself, but you're the one who sang Bomb 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 Iran and said next stop Baghdad. I thought that was a big deflating moment for McCain there. We've watched Obama kind of grow in these debates, I think, and show a lot of maturity, and that's going to be helpful to him in the last month here.
All right, Howard Fineman of Newsweek and administration's 50 running scandals, Bush appeasement gate. You will recall that while the president and the Republican nominee were beating up Senator Obama for appeasing, for calling for diplomacy with people like the despots in Iran, Mr. Bush was arranging such appeasement, arranging diplomacy with people like the despots in Iran. The number three man in the State Department went to Tehran to talk, and then came word that this nation would set up not an embassy, but an American interest section, like an embassy junior in Iran. Well, not anymore. The Associated Press, quoting two administration officials, reports now that the interest section has been canceled. Why? To quote the report, the Bush administration has shelved plans to set up a diplomatic outpost in Iran, in part over fears it could affect the U.S. presidential race or be interpreted as political meddling. So a good idea, talk before you bomb, has just been shelved, so Bush administration foreign policy and the interests of this nation do not conflict with the petty political manipulations of Senator John McCain. Country first, my...
Specifically, I'm curious that you...
All of them, any of them that have been in front of me over all these years. I have a vast variety of sources where we get our news. Alaska isn't a foreign country where it's kind of suggested it seems like, wow, how could you keep in touch with what the rest of Washington, D.C. may be thinking and doing when you live up there in Alaska? Believe me, Alaska is like a microcosm of America.
Shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
And when it comes to establishing your worldview,
I personally believe
curious
that
what
U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as
for this,
South Africa,
I've read most of them again with a great appreciation for the press, for the media.
Specifically, I'm curious that you
all of them, any of them that have been in front of me over all these years. I have a vast variety of sources where we get our news.
Our education
Alaska
over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our country.
Thank you very much, South Carolina. Real.
I have a vast variety of sources.
People out there in our nation don't have maps, and
I have a vast education
in such a
of
South
sources
Africa.
Where we get our news to. Alaska isn't a foreign country where for the media.
Like what one specifically? I'm curious that you.
All of them, any of them that have been in front of me over.
And the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should. Our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries.
I have a vast variety of sources where we get our news to. Alaska isn't a foreign country where it's kind of suggested, it seems like.
Russia as part of your foreign policy experience. What did you mean by that?
That Alaska has a very narrow maritime border between a foreign country, Russia, and on our other side, the land boundary that we have with Canada.
South Africa.
It's funny that a comment
Iraq,
like that was
like
kind of made
us,
to
and
I don't know, you know, reporters.
Mocked.
Yeah, mocked, I guess that's the word, yeah.
Well, explain to me why that enhances your foreign policy credentials.
Well, it certainly does, because our next-door neighbors are foreign countries. They're in the state that I am the executive of. And
have you ever been involved with any negotiations, for example, with the Russians?
We have trade missions back and forth. We do. It's very important when you consider even national security issues with Russia, as
our education over here should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries.
Where do they go? It's Alaska. It's just right over the border. It is from Alaska that we send those out to make sure that an eye is being kept on this very powerful nation, Russia, because they are right there. They are right next to it.
Yeah.
are unable to do so because some people in our nation don't have maps, and I...
And now, you are going to dance like you've never danced before. All right.
This year's race has given writers a lot to work with. Take a look.
Katie, I'd like to use one of my lifelines. Well, in that case, I'm just gonna have to get back to ya.
They'll be mashed.
You're right, there's so much material for them, and there's so much fodder.
And Tina Fey continues to just nail.
Oh, absolutely. You're right, the role was made for her.
And then, of course, they're playing off of the Katie Couric interview.
Anyway, there have been reports of people shouting angry and even violent language directed at Barack Obama. Now, the McCain campaign says it does not condone the inappropriate rhetoric and distractions from the real questions from voters. But here's some of what's being heard this week at those rallies, and it's now being posted on the internet.
In short, who is the real Barack Obama?
Americans know that is not what our brave men and women in uniform are doing in Afghanistan.
Ron Christie is a Republican strategist, and Daniela Gift-Jay is with the Center for American Progress. Thank you both for joining us. Wow. Let me read some of the things that we've heard at these rallies, or people have heard. They asked, kill him. That was the first little bit of sound. Someone yelling, kill him, referring to Barack Obama in the background. Then treason has been yelled out, terrorist. And even someone's heard someone at the rally say, off with his head, referring to, again, Barack Obama. Are you worried at all that the undecided voters out there, or maybe even people who are having a tough time making a decision, will see this as a turnoff for the Republican ticket if that kind of language and if that kind of behavior is exhibited at these rallies?
I don't think so, Tamara, and I think you have isolated incidents with some very sick and very despicable individuals. I think that language and that sort of discourse has no place in our political discussions today. I think Senator McCain and Governor Palin can draw plenty of distinctions between themselves and the Obama-Biden ticket, and if there are people who are using this type of language, they ought to be removed, they ought to be taken out. They have no place in this Republican Party.
Ron, do you think the statement that the McCain campaign is saying it does not condone this kind of inappropriate behavior, is that enough, or do they need to do more?
Well, I think it is enough for this point, Tamara. I mean, if you don't know who the
people saying treason at a Palin rally just this week.
And the idea that a leading American politician who might be vice president of the United States would not just stop mid-sentence and turn and condemn that, you know, this is slippery slope. This is a place we shouldn't be going.
Daniela, I spoke with Nancy Fulton Howard, an advisor for Senator McCain's campaign, and she said, listen, Governor Palin can't hear what these people are saying. It's a large venue, and you can't really hear if someone is yelling, in most cases, these awful words. Do you buy that argument there?
You know, maybe that is true. Maybe she can't hear it when it happens. But as soon as she found out that it was said, as soon as the rally was over and as soon as the press reports came out, she herself should have come out strongly, maybe at her next rally, and said, look, you know, this kind of language isn't acceptable. And what you really need to think about is, why is it that in recent weeks, more and more of this sort of language and this sort of vitriol has been heard? coming out of the McCain campaign rallies. And I think you have to look at what the McCain campaign themselves are actually saying. You know, they said they didn't want to talk about the economy. If they talked about the economy, they would lose. And they have become increasingly negative themselves. So it's not necessarily surprising that you would
see
that.
So, Ron, I'll let you answer that. You're a Republican strategist here. Why do you think this is happening now? You got people yelling, kill him, from an audience.
Tamara, I think it's entirely unacceptable and entirely I can't answer that any more than any of us can. I mean, to get in the minds of people who are sick and deranged, who want to come up, perhaps, Tamron, they recognize that there are a lot of cameras that are out there that are listening to Governor Palin.
I don't really care.
All right, I'd like to go on that point. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Danielle. I certainly appreciate it. Well, for the first time, and it's 70. Well, back
to it was a creed written into the founding documents that declared the destiny of a nation. Yes, we can. It was whispered by slaves and abolitionists as they blazed the trail toward freedom. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
It was sung.
It was sung by immigrants. It was the call of workers organized, women who reached for the ballots. A president who chose the moon as our new frontier.
And a king who took us to the mountaintop and pointed the way to the promised land.
Yes, we can to justice and equality.
Yes, we can.
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 Oh.
Yes, we can.
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 Yes, we can. The opportunity.
The name of the game is life.
Yes, we can. The opportunity. Prosperity. Yes, we can heal this nation.
Heal this nation.
Yes, we can repair this world.
Yes, we can.
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 The name of the game is life.
Always remember that no matter what obstacle stand in our way, nothing can stand in the way of the power of millions of voices calling for change. By a chorus of sinners, it will only grow louder and more dissonant. We've been asked to pause for a reality check. We've been warned against offering the people of this nation false hope.
But in the unlikely story that is America,
there has never been anything false about hope.
The name of the game is life.
The name of the game is life. We are one people. We are one nation. And together, we will begin the next great chapter in the American story with three words that will ring from
coast to coast, from sea to shining sea. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Thank you. 103.5 WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carver. I'm Furious George. It's been a Thursday night, 10 o'clock special, which we do every Thursday, which I usually get around to letting folks know is called the Furious George Show. We do it because it helps us get through these crazy, miserable political scenarios we're in. But who knows? Maybe they'll turn around here relatively soon. Let's hope so. And just so you know, we've been playing clips from everything from Saturday Night Live, Tina Fey, to Miss Teen America USA, who seems to go right along with the McPain flailing ticket. So we'll also do what we do with splicing up the music with here in the background, new MF Doom, actually Madlib. Got all kinds of new hip-hop. In fact, some stuff I just got in the mail today from the X-Monkeys. It's their new album. They're based out of Raleigh, appears. X-Monkeys with like EX Monkeys. Check them out online. I'm Furious. I'm online. FuriousG.blogspot.com. Or you can also hear me on the West Coast at Freak Radio Santa Cruz on Mondays at 1. And always here at WCOMLP Chapel Hill Carboro Thursdays at 10. Stick around. We got Dasan up next. And I'm sure you guys will appreciate the transition as we get out of the crazy politicalness into some fun late night hip hop. We've got it going on all night long, late into the night with DJ Haslow at 1 o'clock as well. We've got plenty for you. Thanks for listening. I'm Furious. I'll be back next week. And here's that new X Monkeys track.
I'm sorry.